Blackstone Audio presents How to Sell by Clancy Martin. For Rebecca. Part 1. Our father told it that Jim was caught dressing up in my grandmother's black Mikimoto's when he was scarcely 2 years old. But the first time I considered jewelry was the morning I stole my mother's wedding ring. It was white gold. 100-year-old Art Nouveau band with 11 diamonds in 2 rows across the finger, garnets that were sold as rubies in the centers of tiny roses on both sides, and hand-engraved scrollwork on the underside where it held the skin. It was the only precious thing she had left. It was never from her hand. But there it was on the sill of the window, above the kitchen sink, next to a yellow and green plant she kept. I needed the money. My girlfriend was leaving me for a grocery store produce clerk named Andrew, a high school basketball forward, and I knew I could buy her back. So I took the ring and put it in my pocket. I removed the red rubber stopper from the drain so that my mother would believe that the ring had flushed into our plumbing. For good measure, I ran the water to wash it down. She might be in the other room listening. There was a pawn shop I trusted on 17th Avenue, 2 blocks from my high school. Woody's Cash Canada. It had a banner in the front window that read, "We buy broken gold." It was on the first floor of a 3-story building with a barber shop on the second floor and a pool hall on top. We were told never to go into that pool hall. Of course, I should have gone to a pawn shop farther from home, but I had not yet learned to reflect in that way.